And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, well, happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. We're getting ready to wind down into a great holiday week of Christmas and New Year's. Glad to have you joining us here on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show as we broadcast each week, both nationwide and worldwide, to listeners all over the country, particularly on individual stations. We're so glad to hear you now here today. We're going to talk about some holiday traditions. Get right into it, in fact, in terms of special things that you do over Christmas. Maybe you don't know just why you do them, but we're going to talk about it with right now. Reverend Stacy Lee Goforth is my guest starting off the show today. She's an interesting lady. She's written several books. She's got her own talk show, internet radio program, written a book called Pearls of Wisdom, 30 Inspirational Ideas to Live Your Best Life By, and her website's goforthonfaith.com. You can find it on my website at jimbrownla.com. Going to talk about some of these Christmas traditions as we get into the coming year. Reverend Goforth, Stacy, glad you joined us, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jim.
And let's talk about some of these special, you know, we take Christmas tradition for granted, and I know a lot of individuals have their own particular traditions. I do, in terms of going to a midnight mass and special meals I have with friends, and all of us do all over the country. But there's some universal traditions that I don't know the origination of that we do. And I know you've talked a lot about this on your own radio show. Thought you'd give my listeners a little insight into it. For example, you know, something as simple. Well, let's just talk about December 25th. Let's start off with the day that we celebrate as the birth of Jesus. Do we know for sure that's the birth of Jesus? Or what was the history of December the 25th?
Well, we really don't know when exactly Jesus was born. And any date is truly just speculation. But a winter date for the birth of Christ is really highly unlikely. Chances are it would be during the warmer months. If you read the Bible and it talks about how the shepherds were out in the field keeping watch over their flocks at night when the angel appeared to them to announce Jesus' birth. Well, I've been to Israel and I've seen the shepherd's field. Our guide told us that during the winter months when it was cold, all of the shepherds would bring their flocks in together and into a small corral-like enclosure. And only one shepherd would stay at the gate overnight with the flocks just to keep guard while the other shepherds would rest inside. And then they would lead the flocks back out into the fields during the day. But they would stay in much closer to town. They wouldn't be out in the fields at night unless it was in the warmer months. So
I got you.
Really, we know that December 25th is the most unlikely time. But there are a couple of reasons for that and some very interesting coincidences. One, of course, is that it's the pagan festivals, the Saturnalia and the solstice. The solstice on the 21st, when the sun is the lowest in the sky for the three-day period just following the 21st. And then on the 25th, we see the sun start to really become stronger in the sky. And so we see the light returning to the earth, metaphorically.
Yeah.
Also, the Roman Catholic tradition holds that all of the great prophets would die on the anniversary of their conception. And so using the calendars that they had at that time, and we're talking about 4th century, very early 4th century, using the calendars that they had at that time and the Jewish calendar of the Passover, they pinpointed Jesus' death as being March 25th. So March 25th is still honored as the Annunciation of Mary. That's Mary's feast day. And that's considered to be the day that Jesus was conceived. So, of course, 9 months from March 25th would be December 25th.
Right. I follow you.
That's how that date was chosen.
Well, I think if it was, obviously, we'd all like to know. Of course we would. It would be an important commitment in history, and certainly. But the fact that we have established a time when all over the world we celebrate this special event of this special Savior that came into the world, I think that's the important thing, and we still can use the Christmas spirit to direct. Now, Let's bring it back to some of the cheerful things, the other little things we talked about Santa Claus, for example. I mean, where does Santa Claus come from? Why does he wear red? And tell me a little bit about Santa Claus, if you will, because that's important to all the kids that are listening right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, way back in Norse and German legend, they honored a demigod called Odin. And he was reported to lead hunting parties through the skies on his white, eight-legged steed. And in the winter, children would place treats, perhaps carrots or straw, for Odin's magical steed in their boots that they would place by the hearth. And Odin, in return, would leave treats for the children. So I think that's where that started. Now, let's jump ahead to the 4th century, and there was a Greek bishop of Myra, or Lycia, which is present-day Turkey, named St. Nicholas, also known as Sinterklaas in the Netherlands, and that's where we get the name Santa Claus.
I'm going to stump you. I've got so many things to cover here in the time we have. I'm going to stump you on this one. Why does Santa Claus say ho, ho, ho?
I think that just came out of him being a jolly old elf.
Right.
And that's just his laugh.
I got you. So, you studied a lot of these traditions in terms of St. Nicholas. And now tell me about your website. Tell me about, you've got your own radio show. If we go to goforthonfaith.com, what do we find there, Stacy?
Right now, if you go to Go Forth on Faith, you're going to find my program that I'll be starting in January. It's A Wonderful Spiritual Life. And it's all about helping people discover who they really are and what they really can do and be to step into being all that they can really be, and to create a better, deeper relationship with the divine. It's a 12-week program that will start in mid-January. But if you Google Go Forth on Faith, you'll also find my talk radio show, and that's hosted on webtalkradio.net.
What I find fascinating, and I'd like to get your take on this, is that the birth of Jesus Christ was such a simple event. This individual born under the very basic of circumstances, lived about 33 years, died on the cross, has been a symbol for redemption for individuals. It's
right.
A simple story, a simple faith, a simple thing, but it is really, really hard, in my opinion, to be a good Christian. You've got to really work on it. And I say that because having to deal with inspirational ideas, listening to your show, you just can't take your faith for granted, can you?
No, you can't. It's something that is, you always need to be working on developing your faith and growing and maturing in the faith. And that's a scriptural thing, too. We're exhorted to continue to develop and grow in our faith and to help others along the way, too.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. And as I say, it's a wonderful time of year to kind of, not second guess, but take stock of where you are in terms of your own faith. And particularly as you get a little older like me, how you convey the importance of the learning quotient, listening to your show and going on the internet and getting these inspirational ideas to our young people. So often this has gotten away. I'm not Catholic, Stacy, but I'm very excited about this new Pope who has brought inspiration to millions of Catholics all over the world, getting young people excited. What can we do to tell this marvelous story of the Christmas spirit to so many young people? Hey, Stacy, I'm out of time, and I know you've got to go. I said, we want to get you follow up after the first year, talk some more about your show and about GoForthOnFaith.com. You have a great Thanks. Christmas holiday. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Jim, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, take care. Interesting lady. Again, that website is GoForthOnFaith.com. And Stacy's got some real inspirational ideas. Want to come back, talk a little bit more about Christmas, tell you what I'm going to do. Hey, Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Check out my website. You can sign up for our regular missives and learn a little bit about my thoughts on Christmas. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, thank you for joining me here in the Common Sense Show. We've got a full Christmas agenda, the holiday agenda. Hope you're getting ready for your holiday special time. And, you know, you kind of take stock when the holiday comes around. I do. I'm a little older. I take stock for my kids, my grandkids. Tell you an interesting thing that happened this week. I'm a little older than a lot of my listeners out there. I'm 73 years old. Great health. Work out all the time. I'm going to outlive most of the people I know. But still, you take stock as you get older. And I'm not afraid of getting older. I didn't notice it so much when I was in my 50s and early 60s. But now that I'm in my 70s, I know that I am getting older. There's going to be some finality sometime down the line. I'm not afraid of that. That doesn't bother me. But you have, what happens is that you hit the reality of getting older when you see a lot of your friends who pass away. And it seems like a week does not go by when I don't lose a good friend in my life, someone I've known who lived a full life that maybe died way too young, in their 60s, early 70s. And that's a wake-up call. You focus on that. You miss certain people in your lives. And I had an interesting conflict, quite frankly, to tell you about this week. I think on the show last week I told you about George Rodrigue. You know this international painter named George Rodrigue, the Blue Dog. The Blue Dog has been in advertisements for Xerox, and it's been on billboards all over America, all over the world. People all over the world recognize the Blue Dog, which is an image that was created by this marvelous Louisiana artist named George Rodrigue. His oil paintings, The Blue Dog, now will sell for $200,000-$400,000 in galleries all over the world. And he was extremely well known in the South, but all over the country because of the dog. It was his dog that passed away. He was very blue about it. And just out on the spur of the moment, he painted this dog blue. You look into the face of the Blue Dog, you can't really figure, is the Blue Dog being inquisitive, sad? I see a lot of sadness in the Blue Dog. Some people say there's danger in looking at the Blue Dog. Everybody has their own interpretation. In any event, George Rodrigue passed away last week, and I told you about it on the show. Well, they had a full mass for him down in New Orleans on Thursday this last week, and Archbishop Amon, who is the Archbishop of the New Orleans area and all of Louisiana, a lot of part of the South, presided over the ceremony. George had been a dear friend for many, many years. We'd shared podiums together in speeches, both in this state and outside the state. I'd worked with him on his foundation. He created a foundation for young artistic people to get into the arts and have ways to express themselves in the arts. He put up a lot of his own money into this program. So I wanted to go honor my friend and got up Thursday morning, got dressed, put on a coat and tie, got to put on a suit, was in the car driving to New Orleans, and my wife called me. And I have a very special niece who I've followed through all of her years, and was there when she was born, was there for her two children, was there in a number of special events. Obviously, I was there to toast her to wedding. In fact, she laughingly tells her friends I'm the only person in all of her family that was there for all the big events, including her belly button ring that she had put in. No family member was around. She called me and says, please come over immediately. I've got a little blood problem. And she was bleeding just a minor amount, but I show up and she's pierced her belly button. So I guess that's a highlight, but those are the things. So she's very special to me, a very special niece. And so as I'm on the way to New Orleans, my wife called and said, well, your niece is about to have her third child. She's in labor. And I was conflicted. I wanted to go remember my friend in a very important way. I wanted to be there for him during this this time, his passing, the remembrance of a full dramatic life. But I wanted to be there for my niece, who was giving birth, who was renewing, who was creating life for a third child. As I say, I've been there for every child. And I was torn. I really pulled off the side of the road and said, do I go on to New Orleans for the ceremony to honor and remember my friend who passed away? Or do I choose to celebrate this new life? And I said, gosh, this is a difficult choice for me, a very difficult choice. And after reflecting on the side of an interstate for about 5 minutes, I chose life. I chose to be with my niece. I was there. I went immediately to the hospital, and the baby was born just a few minutes after I arrived. Tough choices that you have in your life as you get older in terms of what you decide. And it was very difficult for me. And I'm going down next week to the gravesite. George Rodrigue is buried in a small community called New Iberia. That's kind of in the heart of South Louisiana for you listeners throughout the country. And he's buried there. I was not able to attend either the funeral mass in New Orleans or the gravesite ceremony. But I'm going to go over and spend some time, reflect some time with my friend George Rodrigue. And then I'm probably going to come back and go to the hospital and see a new grandniece. I've got a number of grandnieces. And, you know, if you got a big family, and I'm telling you something to so many of you listeners who hit right home because you do the same thing, you get this extended family. You have your kids, then you have your grandkids, but you bring in nieces and grandnieces and nephews and grandnephews. And a lot of us have a very large extended family, and I do. And I love that extended family, but I thought that was a real difficult time for me. I want to share it with you. Gosh, I want to tell my listeners that sometimes you have to choose between life and death. I wrote a column a few years back about a fellow. We had a murderer here who was being tried, and the jury was there late at night trying to decide whether he got the death penalty or not. And I was attending a reception for former Congressman Billy Tozan. Now, I know he was a Louisiana congressman. He's been very involved in health issues all over America. And people involved in the health industry certainly know who Congressman Tozan was. He's no longer a member of Congress. But he had a serious bout of cancer and got over that cancer. And a lot of friends had a reception for him. And I went because Billy Tozan was my friend. We had worked together on lots of important legislation when we both were in the Louisiana legislature. And then we ran against each other for governor. Billy Tozan and I were the two leading candidates for governor back in 1987, to show you how back I go. And we stayed very friendly through that race. Neither one of us won the race. Billy went on to be congressman. I went on to be insurance commissioner and had some other offices over the years. But they were celebrating Billy's cure. He was completely in remission from cancer. So there was a celebration of friends, and I went and celebrated with Billy, gave him a big hug, told him how proud of me he was. And then I walked to my car, and I went up to the courthouse to hear the death penalty being levied against this serial killer in Louisiana. Life and death. Interesting choices you have when you decide what you're going to do with your life, how you're going to reflect on your family. And then, as I said, with my niece choosing to go be there for a birth versus honoring the death of a dear Louisiana friend. Share that with you in the Christmas season. That's important to me. I hope those things are important to you in your life. Hey, we're going to take a little break right now. Come back and talk about the Christmas Carol, my favorite Christmas story, right here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at home spilt before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, property spilt before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call us free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Christmas season is here. You think about special things with special people. And one of my all-time favorite books, whether it's the Christmas season or not, is The Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. I had the great pleasure and honor of going to Cambridge University in England and studying Dickens when I was there back in the 60s. I reread The Christmas Carol every year. I think there's a wonderful message by Jacob Marley who basically gives Scrooge a second chance. That's what it's all about, all of us having second chances. And great movie that's on. If you haven't sat down with your kids to let them see The Christmas Carol, you certainly should. Interesting new book out by author Richard Adams called Eben Crooge, How a Christmas Carol Came to Be Written. I read it this week. It's just a fascinating book. It's fiction about things that would go through Dickens' mind as he wrote this wonderful story, one of the most popular Christmas stories of all time. Richard's joining me right now. Richard, good morning. Merry Christmas to you, and glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you, Jim, and Merry Christmas to you.
Now, tell us, first of all, how did you get interested in Dickens? You've got a military career. You've written books about the Civil War. You are a former Army aviator. You went to West Point. What led you into being taken and fascinated by this author, Charles Dickens?
I have, first of all, I love Christmas, and I was infected with The Christmas Carol early in life, and like yourself, I loved your witness there every year, and I've had a few years under my belt. I reread the Christmas classic, and the magic, mystery, and themes of the Carol have just meant so much to me. And so in these later years, as I have become a writer of historical fiction, I thought that, and I was amazed that nobody else had already done this. It's been 170 years since the Carol was written. Wouldn't it be interesting if somebody wrote a story about what inspired Dickens to write the Christmas classic? And I was bold enough to give that a shot, and it has, I think, landed on very receptive ears, so many wonderful responses from readers. But so basically, this is a this allows me to present Dickens as he was at the age of 30, on the eve of his writing his incredible story, and positing what I wrote as that which could have inspired him.
Well, now, Dickens is a, you know, quite an interesting guy. This was a very early novel of his, isn't that right? In fact, wasn't this one of the first novels where he actually used his name, Charles Dickens? He was writing under pen names and doing a lot of magazine articles. With his magazine articles, if I remember reading correctly, he was one of the most popular writers in terms of magazines like Punch and other very important magazines at that time in the whole country. He was very well known, wasn't this one of the first books that he wrote under his name of Charles Dickens?
Well, close, but actually, again, at this time, he's 30 years old, and in up until he's 26, he's written under the pseudonym of Boz, Sketches of Boz and some other things, but when he writes his next story, and all his stories are written in serial form, you know, coming out in monthly editions, and then combined to be a novel when completed. His next story is The Pickwick Papers in 36. And he, my story takes place in 42. So in 1836, he's written The Pickwick Papers, and then very quickly he writes Oliver Twist, Nicholas Nickleby, Old Curiosity Shop, Barnaby Rudge, and he is under his own name at the age of 29 already world famous, and that's
very much
what,
so. Yeah.
That's
yeah, you
what
know,
brings
I
him to where my story takes place.
You know, Nicholas Nickleby, I not only did I read that book, I went to New York City on Broadway and saw a production, the production of Dickens' Nicholas Nickleby. Most of my listeners know he writes long novels, but it took 8.5 hours. This was a play. They gave you a break for dinner. You came about 1 p.m, watched it for 4 hours, gave you a dinner break, and came back for the evening performance. I've never seen a play go 8.5 hours like it did. But, Richard, jump right into A Christmas Carol. It's this time of year.
Yes.
What? Tell us about the story, the story you wove in terms of, as the story is written by Dickens, what his inspiration was and what he endured during the time of writing this book.
Well, thank you, I hope what I'm about to share will be incredibly exciting for your listeners. And so this is a fiction, but it is a historical fiction. It is a story about Charles Dickens and who he was as this 30-year-old. It takes place in 1842. The next year, he would write his Christmas classic. And in 1842, he and his wife, Catherine, they have been married for 6 years. They have been invited to America, again, because he is world famous. And he is invited by his good friend, Washington Irving. And this is a key factor into my story of what would have inspired Dickens, because Washington Irving was an incredible, author of Christmas stories in America. And the friendship that the two of them had, that they would have, and they shared something like 3 weeks together during his visit to America.
Right.
You know, that feeds into some of what would have energized him in a direction that he's never been before in terms of writing about Christmas.
So you now, think that background then led to him writing the Christmas Carol, and that's part of your story.
Exactly. And, you know, the interesting thing is he arrives with Catherine in America in January of 1842, and after 5 months, he makes a final stop, he and Catherine, and it's at this final stop where my story takes place. And from that final stop, he and Catherine get on a clipper ship, head to England, where his first completed fictional work will be A Christmas Carol.
Well, it's a fascinating story and a fascinating book. How long did it take you to write your book there?
This, it took me about maybe a year to write it, but the incentive or the initial idea, I had about 7 years ago in connection with my first book in researching this Civil War story, The Parting, a story of West Point on the eve of the Civil War. I came across the fact that Charles Dickens and his wife, as their final stop, in 1842, spent two nights at the West Point Hotel.
And, Richard, I got to stop you right there, unfortunately, because we are out of time. Look, it's a fascinating story. Eben Krug, How a Christmas Carol Came to be Written, story about Charles Dickens. You can find it on our website, great read, at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Richard, thanks for spending some time with us. Have a Merry Christmas. Hopefully we can talk to you again after the first of the year.
Absolutely. God bless.
All right. Take care. Interesting guy, interesting story about Dickens. I want to come back and tell you a little bit more about the Christmas Carol. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change, and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the law state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, my last guest talked about the history of Charles Dickens writing the Christmas Carol. Let me tell you why it's my favorite Christmas story. I reread it every year. Sit down with a couple of my grandkids and read to them, or actually I kind of told the Christmas story, because Dickens can be a little heavier unless you're a little older, over about 14 or 15. In any event, the point I was trying to make, we sat down and watched that movie. Remember Jacob Marley in the movie The Christmas Carol? He's the partner of Ebenezer Scrooge, and he dies early. And in The Christmas Carol, you find that the ghost of Marley is damned, not to fire and brimstone, but to the agony of recognizing the hurting and needs of others. And he wasn't able to do anything about it, if you remember the story. And sit down and watch this movie. It's on all this week. Just fascinating. Marley's special hell is that he had the ability to do good deeds while alive, but chose not to do them. So in life, Marley's worst sin was not his venality, but his indifference. He just didn't care. And after death, he realizes this, but of course it's too late. Death gives Marley compassion, but his sentence for a lifetime of indifference is his inability to act on that compassion. He just can't do anything about it. So finally, he's given this single opportunity to do one good act, after which he must return to his hell. So the ghost, Marley, gives his former partner, Scrooge, the greatest gift of all. Marley offers Scrooge the chance of redemption, a second chance. The book is that even someone as lost as Scrooge can be saved if he surrenders to the gift of a second chance. It's a really powerful lesson over 180 years after it's written. Just a marvelous thing. You know, we all can look at our lives and say, oh, I messed up, or I should have done this, or I'd like to change things. Well, you can. That's the message of the Christmas story. We all get second chances. That's basically the redemption story of redemption in the Bible. That's what Jesus Christ preached. That's what we celebrate at Christmas, redeeming the second chance, the opportunity to say, hey, okay, I've lived a full life. I've been a pretty good parent. I've been successful in my business, but have I really contributed back? Have I given back to my community? Have I done volunteer work? You know, I'm big on volunteer work. I don't want to force it on anybody, but I think that we kind of lost with our younger people the commitment to volunteer to do a variety of things in our community. And so that's the message of the Christmas Carol. It's redemption. It's Jesus Christ's message. It's the same message you find in redeeming and doing good works in the Old Testament of the Bible. It applies across the board to all religions. Taking a redeeming attitude that you have a special gift given to you, particularly at this time of year, a second chance. Again, a very powerful message during a time when in this country and in this world we certainly have our share of problems. Anyway, I just share that with you. Now, the papers have been filled all this week with the new cost. They give you the economic index of the 12 days of Christmas and how much a partridge is called and the five golden rings and the French hens. And I think the figures now are that it would cost, starting about 1984, it cost you about $13,000 to put together the 12 days of Christmas, to buy all these things for your loved one. Today, because of inflation, the cost has jumped up dramatically, up to about $30,000. Now, it depends on how you put a price on it. But the point is, it's been about three times more, costs a lot more. But that's not, and that's been in all the newspapers, what the cost of the 12 days of Christmas are. You know what the 12 days of Christmas mean? I sit down with a Catholic priest friend of mine who talked to me. We got talking about the 12 days of Christmas. He says, Jim, there's a very special meaning there. He said, you know, back in the 1500s, for about 300 years, Roman Catholics in England were not permitted to practice their faith openly. And someone during that era wrote the carol as a catechism song for young Catholics. And so the point he was making to me was, it has two levels of meaning. The surface meaning, plus a hidden meaning known only to members of the church. And each element in the carol has a code word for a religious reality, which children could remember, making it easy for the kids to identify. And so let's just talk about the 12 days of Christmas, and let me tell you what he told me. The partridge in a pear tree. We've all heard this song and heard the poem about the partridge in a pear tree. That is Jesus Christ. Two turtle doves were the Old and the New Testament. Three French hens stood for faith, hope, and love. Comes right out of the Bible. The four calling birds were the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Isn't that interesting? The symbolism here. The five golden rings recall the Torah, or law, the first five books of the Old Testament. You've heard about the Torah, those five books, the five golden rings. How about the six geese a-laying? That, in the wisdom of my friends, stood for the 6 days of creation. God created the world in 6 days. Seven swans a-swimming represented the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. Remember what those were? Prophecy, serving, teaching, contribution, leadership, and mercy, right? And then the eight maids a-milking were the eight beatitudes. Again, you find in the Bible. The nine ladies dancing were the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. And they, you don't remember all of them, but they're love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, let's see, faithfulness, I believe gentleness, and self-control. Those were the nine ladies dancing. Okay, we're getting close to the end, but I just wanted to show you the symbolism. The 10 lords a-leaping were the 10 commandments. The 11 pipers piping for the 11 faithful disciples. And the 12 drummers drumming symbolized the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed. So there's your history lesson for today. And I think it's enlightening, and I know how the strange song became a Christmas carol, and so you wonder about how these come together. But I just share that with you, and that's something that a friend, a Catholic priest, conveyed to me because of the 300 years of persecution where you couldn't practice your faith openly. You used alternatives. You had different directions in which to go. Marvelous things to learn. Again, what I say for the basic message of Christianity is pretty simple. You know, you do good works, and basically, Jesus Christ gave a very simple message. He couldn't make it any simpler. Believe in the Lord. Believe in that guy upstairs, number one. Believe. And number two, do good works. That's what you find in the book of James. Do good works. You just can't say, well, I believe, and that's all you do. And I admire my friends who get up and go to Mass every morning and go to church. I've got my dear Pentecostal friends who go to church on Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon and several days during the week. And that's wonderful. You should do that. And in that faith of going to church, often there are many good works being done. But I think that you go beyond just attending a service and going through the ritual, going through the ceremony. The buck's on you to commit back, to communicate back, to volunteer in your community, to give something back in. And that's the message that Jesus Christ was conveying. Very simple. Believe in the guy upstairs. I don't mean to say that facetiously. Believe in the Lord upstairs and do good works. That's a simple message. Then what is fascinating to me is that to do those two basic things, these issues come up of a second chance involving doing good works you haven't done, though, over the years. The message you find in the Christmas Carol, you see? Finding these messages, it's tough to be a believer. It's tough to be a Christian. It's very difficult to be a Jew. Very difficult. Because to get to those two basic foundations of belief and redemption, you got to do a lot of study. You got to put your time in. You follow me? You got to not just read the Bible, but you've got to discuss these matters and talk about your faith and how this all comes together. I'm not Catholic. I live down in a part of Louisiana that's very heavy Catholic. But I'm taken by this new Pope. He's a controversial fella. But to a number of people out there, he's opened up a whole new avenue of belief for young people. He's got them enthusiastic. He's not excluding anyone. He says, I may not accept exactly what your personal beliefs are, but there is a doctrine within the overall point of reference in the church that can bring us all together. And, you know, we if we can find a common ground in 85% of our beliefs, then we're going to do so. And that's what this new Pope has done, and I think he's done a marvelous job of making religion simple, of making it, bringing in music, just doing so many things out that way to bring it alive. So anyway, I don't want to dwell, but it's the Christmas time, and we want to put all that in proper perspective. Going to take a break right now. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show, freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.